listener production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. An Aussie woman running thousands of Ks from Queensland to Melbourne will be heading through Port Macquarie today. Akana Barlett is hoping to break a Guinness World Record while also raising funds for our native wildlife in the process.
When I found out that Australia was a world leader in biodiversity loss, right about the time that COVID shut the world down a little bit, I had all this determination and energy and motivation and put down my racing shoes, put on my trail shoes and left the Cape on August 20th.
On Nine there, a win for our pay packets. The Industrial Relations Bill has passed the lower house this morning, allowing multi-employer strikes and wage award reviews. PM Anthony Albanese declaring it a victory for workers.
Heroes of the pandemic and heroes each and every day. They got our thanks, but they deserve more than that. They deserve better conditions and they deserve better pay. This legislation will get that moving again.
We're not the only ones trying to stay dry throughout the recent wet weather. As floodwaters rise, we're seeing a greater number of snakes trying to escape the deluge. It's cause for concern for our local ag industry, with reports of livestock being lost to bites thanks to reduced access to vet services. However, New South Wales Farmers spokesperson Sarah Thompson says it's not just producers that need to keep an eye out for the reptiles.
Look, the main concern is just that people may not be aware, particularly visitors or maybe people that have come down to help with the flood situation. But it's really just a heads up, you know, remember to keep the grass short around your house, remember where there's been piles of rubbish to wear sensible clothing, to be vigilant.
Taking a look at sport now, Kempsey will play host to some of the best young cricketers from across the country this weekend. The Bradman Cup is being jointly hosted in our region and in Shell Harbour, with the Macleay playing host to North Coastal, Central Northern, Newcastle and the Central Coast.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.